Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. Yeah. We're more. Only in Jesus. Only in Jesus.
More than a miracle.
More than a miracle. Change my life. Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Reed End Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Minister. He will, my apologies, everyone. I am actually doing more than one thing at the time right now, so I apologize for my distraction. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Matlock. He is continuing his series and will be doing Gratified Tuesday number 21. Thankful for our tractable tongues. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. And I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform with me and others. And want to thank each and every one of you, those of you who have called the telephone number 319-527-6203, as well as those of you who may be consulting or visiting the website www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. Or there may be ones of you who are only getting exposure to this devotional through the Facebook simulcast, whether you're listening to me live this morning or whether you are seeing it on the archival Facebook feed. Please know that we're pleased to have each and every one of you. And as I say every single session, we do not take you for granted. Thank you very, very, very much for whether this is your first time or whether you have listened several times over the last few weeks, months, or even years. Thank you very, very, very much. I'd like to talk about, as Danielle said, the tractable tongue. And if you look up tractable in the dictionary, it'll say something that is easily managed or controlled, which seems to be, based on our reading of James 3, something that would be counter to at least the words that James shares when he says, you know, but the tongue is a fire that no one can tame. Well, we read that, but is that what it really means? Is it what is it saying? It's saying, yeah, it needs to be controlled, and he's using hyperbole for that. And if we use the totality of Scripture to try to get a handle as to what might be teaching on what makes the tongue tractable, what makes it controllable, what makes it so that we don't speak out of turn or we don't find ourselves saying the wrong thing half the time or even most of the time, but we can maybe turn this thing around and really start saying the right thing really all of the time, then I think that the word of God will have been a blessing to us on this morning. If you don't mind, let me start with what Jesus has to say about the tongue. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 18, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles the man. So I think there's something to be said for Jesus. And again, I'm going to share several scriptures, so I won't have time to build context with all of them, but rest assured, in teaching this, I won't be taking it out of context. But the idea, even in context, as Jesus dealt with the issue at hand there, was he uses essentially a truism, and that is what comes out of the mouth really comes from the heart. And so ultimately, a tongue issue really originates as a heart issue. And so in Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, he says some other things that I think might be of some value to us. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word that they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So just know that if we speak knowing that God is writing down every word that we say, God is listening to every word that we say, God is going to hold us accountable for every word that we say, maybe that'll cause us to pause and to just make sure that we have the right orientation and the right attitude when it comes to those type of things. The same kind of thing is expressed in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 28. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the word of the wicked pours out evil things. So, and that's just the first of several passages in the wisdom literature that I think are helpful. And there seems to be a focus on kindness. Proverbs 11 and 17, your own soul is nourished when you are kind, but you destroy yourself when you are cruel. And then probably a passage that we're more familiar with in Proverbs 15 and 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. But know that wisdom literature is not just about being kind, because the idea in verse 2 of Proverbs 15 says, the tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the tongue of fools spouts folly. There just needs to be a good mixture of times when the tractable tongue is sharp and when the tractable tongue may be more gentle, more soft, and more kind. And a lot of that is us having maybe an understanding and praying for more wisdom so that we can actually be, Proverbs 18 and 19, a brother who has been insulted is harder to win back than a walled city. And arguments separate people like the barred gates of a palace. So just with what Jesus has said and what wisdom literature has shared, that the idea is that we want to make sure that when we are flapping our tongues, that we're saying things that are ultimately beneficial. And I think what Paul says definitely helps when we look at Ephesians chapter 4 in verse number 29. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. As well as looking at Colossians 4 and verse number 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Let me say to you, I appreciate people for who they are and what they bring to the table. Because ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, if I have a booger hanging out of my mouth, hanging out of my nose, and God forbid out of my mouth too, if I have that happening, I want you to tell me that I have a booger that's hanging. If I'm at work or you're at work and if your name tag is upside down, I want somebody who's going to open their mouth and somehow tell me, maybe without making me feel bad or embarrassing me, hey, you know, your name tag is upside down. If I've just come from a restaurant and I'm, let's say, even about to go to a speaking engagement or something where that's more formal, or even something that's not, and you see that I still have a piece of steak or chicken or whatever that's stuck in my teeth, that can be very, very distracting. Or maybe there's something that's not, you know, don't just assume, well, you're going to figure out, you know, no, let me know that, you know, your lipstick is smeared, or that there's something hanging from your teeth, or that, you know, you still got soap scum that's smeared on the behind your ears. I mean, you want to be able to use words that are ultimately helpful. And sometimes that might mean saying things that are uncomfortable or that might potentially be embarrassing. So you want to use the tenor of Scripture that says, be kind, be soft, be gentle. But you also want to take the Scripture that says you really ultimately want to speak words that are fitting for the occasion. And in some cases, that might mean your tongue might need to be tractable, in that I will say the things that are kind when I need to say the things that are kind, and I need to practice and grow in that area. And I'll say the things that might be a bit more sharp. I mean, Paul said, that he has to withstand Peter to his face in Galatians 2 because he was being hypocritical when it came to his dealing with the Gentiles. So there are going to just be times when you have to be somewhat sharp, and there are going to be times when you need to be softer. Sometimes that might mean bring in the people who are straight shooters, and sometimes that might mean bring in the people whose tongue are more diplomatic. Regardless of the who and the what, let's be governed accordingly. And I'm thankful for those of you who have sharp tongues, those of you who have soft tongues, and those of you who have tongues that are more tractable. Father in heaven, please be with us today as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. Allow us to be able to be a blessing to others. Please be with the various individuals who are on the call, people who are on Facebook today, who are indeed looking to receive a word, a blessing from your word today. May they be able to apply this word in their lives and also apply the fact that our prayers are ones that if they're winning, if they're effectual, then they can be and fervent, that they can accomplish a lot in their lives. So allow it so that those who are sick can know that our prayers can heal them. Allow those who are struggling with marriages to know that there's still hope in Jesus. Allow those that are caretakers to know that you, I believe, have a special place in heaven for individuals like those. And Father, allow those of us who are gospel preachers, those of us who are engaged in ministry, and those otherwise who are doing things that God would have us to do. Please allow us to continue to have the strength and courage to continue on and to not grow weary in well-doing. Bless this ministry. Bless Spring Hill Road. And bless other churches that are represented on this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm still.